You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff dives into the blessings of God, exploring what they truly mean, how to recognize them, and how to respond to them with gratitude and stewardship. Today, we'll begin by understanding what the blessings of God are and why they matter in our lives as believers. Our key verse for today is Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's, and all it contains, the world, and those who live in it. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. This week, we're exploring the blessings of God, a topic that can often be misunderstood or overlooked. When we hear the word blessing, our minds might immediately think of material things like wealth or health or success. But is that really all there is to it? Today, we're going to unpack what the blessings of God truly are from a biblical perspective. Psalms chapter 24, verse 1 reminds us that everything belongs to God, the earth, its resources, and even us. This foundational truth sets the stage for understanding God's blessings. They originate from Him, they belong to Him, and they reveal His heart of generosity and love. So, what are blessings? Well, to understand blessings, we must first understand the giver. God's blessings are a reflection of His nature. He is loving and generous and good. James chapter 1, verse 17 tells us, "Every good thing and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow." This verse highlights that blessings are consistent with God's unchanging character. God is generous. He provides for our needs and even gives abundantly beyond what we deserve. God is good. His blessings are always for our benefit, even when they don't look the way we expect. God is relational. Blessings are often a way for God to draw us closer to Him, showing us His love and care. Now, blessings go beyond material things. And while material blessings like finances, health, and success are certainly gifts from God, they're only one part of the picture. Scripture points to a broader understanding of blessings that include spiritual, relational, and even eternal gifts. Now, spiritual blessings we see in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." These include salvation, forgiveness, and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the assurance of eternal life. We also have relational blessings. Healthy relationships, supportive communities, and the love of family and friends are all blessings that reflect God's design for us to live in fellowship with others. We have eternal blessings. God's greatest blessings point us towards eternity. His promise of a new heaven and a new earth where we'll dwell with Him forever. We see this in Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 through 4. So ask yourself, do you tend to focus more on material blessings or on spiritual and eternal blessings that God has for you? Now, we also have to understand that blessings are gifts not rewards. One of the biggest misconceptions about blessings is that they are earned or deserved. But Scripture makes it clear that blessings are gifts of grace. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 reminds us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gracious gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Just as salvation is a gift, so are all the blessings we receive from God. This truth should humble us and fill us with gratitude. It also protects us from false belief that God's blessings are a sign of our worth or performance. Blessings are not about us. They're about God's goodness. Let's talk about recognizing everyday blessings. God's blessings are all around us, but we often miss them because we're focused on what we lack. Psalms chapter 103, verse 2 urges us, "Bless the Lord, my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits." Gratitude opens our eyes to see the blessings we might otherwise take for granted. Here's a few examples of everyday blessings: the beauty of creation, a sunrise, the sound of birds, the changing seasons, provisions for our needs like food on the table, a roof over our heads, the ability to work, the gift of life. Each breath we take is evidence of God's sustaining power. Take a moment to think about today. What small blessings have you experienced that you may have overlooked? One of the most challenging truths in Scripture is that God's blessings can often come through trials. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 encourages us, "Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when we encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Trials can be a blessing because they strengthen our faith and character. They draw us closer to God in dependence and prayer. They equip us to comfort others who face similar struggles. Think about a time when a difficult situation ultimately brought you closer to God. How did that experience change your understanding of his blessings? Every blessing we receive points to the heart of a God who loves us deeply and provides for us faithfully. When we recognize his blessings, we're reminded of his presence and care in our lives. Seeing God's blessings in our lives builds trust in his faithfulness. When we remember how he's provided in the past, it gives us confidence to face the challenges of the future. God's blessings are not meant to stop with us. They're meant to flow through us. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, God tells Abraham, "I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." As recipients of God's blessings, we are called to share his love and generosity with those around us. As we close, here are a few questions to reflect on. Number one, what blessings in your life might you be overlooking? Number two, how can you cultivate a habit of gratitude to recognize God's blessings more fully? And number three, are you using the blessings God has given you to bless others? The blessings of God go far beyond material things. They reflect his character, his grace, and his love for us. As we begin this journey of exploring his blessings, let's commit to seeing his hand in every area of our lives and responding with gratitude and stewardship. Thank you for joining me today. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has inspired and strengthened you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There, you'll find all of Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries' social platforms and resources, including Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, we'd be grateful if you'd leave a rating or review. Your support helps us reach more people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Awaken to Deliver is listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the link tree. Your generosity helps us share God's truth and hope with the world. Join us tomorrow for another episode as we continue growing in God's Word together.